Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Donald Trump, there is a mugshot. It is official. That mugshot has turned into the most iconic picture of our lifetime. You can now get your mugs, you can get your hats, you can get your shirts, and it may be one of the biggest backfires in the history politically. This, after they decided, the left, to destroy our Constitution and try to lock up their political enemies. Donald Trump was arrested by the Fulton County Sheriff. The mugshot taken is now one of the world's most famous pictures of one of the world's most famous men. Many are referring to him as a political prisoner. It is his fourth arrest of the year. Another way to look at this is the Banana Republic. Former President Donald Trump surrendered himself into custody and was booked by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office on charges stemming from District Attorney Fannie Willis's indictment. Trump is also back on Twitter with his first tweet since after January 6th when he was kicked off of Twitter, saying he will never surrender. Is this election interference? Absolutely. Donald Trump was able to speak to the media as he was about to get on his plane leaving Atlanta after he's taken that mugshot that the world has seen, and this is what he had to say.
It's a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to. Otherwise, you can have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference. So I want to thank you for being here. We did nothing wrong at all. And we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think is very dishonest. So thank you all very much, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you very much.
Obviously, a measured response from the President of the United States of America there. Now, the bigger question is, how is the country going to respond to seeing a former President of the United States of America actually having a mugshot? I think this is going to be a massive backfire. I think the American people realize now just how egregious. It's one thing when you hear it that someone's being indicted. It's another thing when you say that he is being charged. It's another thing, though, when you see that mugshot. This is going to be one of the most disgusting moments in American political history. Alan Dershowitz on the Trump and Fannie Willis is saying now she wants a quick conviction, wants to put this to trial quickly. And the reason why, she wants a conviction. She thinks she can get a biased jury in Fulton County, but she also wants us to clearly interfere with the presidential election. This is election interference. Oddly enough, the same thing that they're arguing Donald Trump did. Take a listen to what Dershowitz had to say on Fox Business.
We've got another big story we want to follow for you. And this, of course, has been happening since last night when this all really broke down. Former President Trump's mugshot released after he was booked into the Fulton County Jail in Georgia last night. This is the first mugshot ever taken of a former U.S. president. So he slammed that fourth indictment after posting a $200,000 bond. Listen to what he said.
You should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others.
Trump is one of 12 co-defendants who have so far had their mugshots released in the Georgia election case. Joining me now is Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz. And it's great to see you, sir. Of course, you're the author of the book, Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Your initial reaction to the charges against President Trump and also this issue of a mugshot. I mean, he put it out there on social media. He's obviously fighting back, Alan.
Well, he should. In my book, Get Trump, I predicted all four of these indictments. The strategy is to get a quick trial, get him convicted in jurisdictions that are overwhelmingly anti-Trump, and then not worry about it being reversed on appeal because the reversals on appeal will occur after the election. It's clearly a political ploy, especially since the district attorney now says she wants the trial within 2 months. It's unthinkable. Never in history has there been a trial within 2 months of a case as complex and difficult as this with so many defendants and so many counts. But what she wants is the mugshot. She's gotten that, the fingerprinting. She would like to get a quick conviction with a biased jury and then not worry about it being reversed on appeal. That's tomorrow's news after the election. That's just unfair.
Unfair. The whole thing's unfair. And that's exactly why they're trying to do this. Alan Dershowitz there is absolutely right. You have to understand, this is not about a fair trial. This is not about thinking that Donald Trump actually did anything wrong. This is about an activist DA, just like the other activist DAs, except this one in Georgia and Fulton County is so egregious because she's actually running off of this. She's raising money off of this. The idea that we're going to have some sort of speedy trial in Georgia versus Donald Trump, even on CNN this morning, they were talking about Trump's complicated legal calendar is, quote, filling up quickly because everybody's trying to influence the election. That if they can tie him up in court, then they're going to do it because then he's not campaigning for president. That is the definition of election interference.
This is
Kenneth Chesbrough, one of the lawyers.
A really important development. Under Georgia law, if you are a defendant and you insist on a speedy trial right, by the way, belongs to the defendant.
That's right.
You must be tried by the end of the next court term, which here means before November. Kenneth Chesbrough has said, I want my speedy trial. Fonnie Willis said, fine, we'll see your speedy trial. We'll see you October 23rd. Yeah. And the judge said, okay, that's when we'll do your trial. Now, Fonnie Willis said, in fact, I'm going to try all 19 of you on October 23rd. But let me just say, that's not happening.
They have a right to contest that.
Exactly. You have a right to say, I want my speedy trial. But if you need a little more time than 2 months to prepare for a massive case like this, you're going to get it. Now, if he goes first, we're going to have separate sequential trials. Big advantage for everyone else. They'll sit back and watch the prosecution put on its whole case against Kenneth Chesbrough, see all the witnesses, cross-exam, take
all
notes. Big tactical advantage.
And also, if she doesn't meet that date for trial, he's acquitted on the Georgia law.
The case gets thrown out if they don't try him in time.
Calendar.
Okay, here's 2024. Nice and free, right? Looks good. Yeah. November, of course, is the election. We're all watching that. Let's look at what we have on the schedule. The New York hush money case. Remember that one? That has been scheduled for trial starting in late March. That's certainly going to go through to April. Jack Smith's case, the federal case for Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. That one has been scheduled for late May. That is certainly going to carry through June and July. Now, Jack Smith's other case, his January 6th case, he has asked to start in early January. If he gets that, it's going to carry at least through April, probably beyond that. Now, Trump's team has said, We want a trial in 2026. That's on the other side of the studio.
We don't have a 2026 calendar.
No, no. We don't have a 2026 page just yet. But the judge is going to hear that on Monday. There's going to be a hearing where she's going to consider that. And finally, just to make it extra complicated, Fani Willis, if she doesn't manage to move everyone up to that speedy trial date, she wants to start in early March, which is going to take, given how slowly things move in Georgia, all the way through here. You can't have the same person.
Now, let me be clear what this man is saying at CNN, okay? He's saying that you'd have January 6th start in January of 2024 trial. That would go at least into April. So he would be in that trial. Then in Georgia, New York, they want to start in March of 2024, their cases. So that means you'd have three cases simultaneously that would happen in March, April, May, June, July, and August. Then after that, you'd have another trial that would start in September or October, and that would run through November's the election. So if these people that are acting like we live now in the banana republic get what they want, you would have Donald Trump being in three trials simultaneously for the entire calendar of 2024. The entire calendar. You would not have basically a single month off of being in a court. If that's not the definition of election interference, I don't know what is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's also something else about this indictment of Donald Trump that you need to understand. And that is Donald Trump's phone call in Georgia that they're now charging him with these crimes was actually a phone call that he was making the case for a recount, which is not, by the way, against the law. But when you have a banana republic DA and Democrats that just want to lock up their political opponents regardless of what they actually have or have not done, and they find crimes out of thin air and they're trying to interfere with an election by having three simultaneous court cases at the exact same time during the election year so Trump can't be on the campaign trail, this is what you get. Jonathan Turley over at Fox talking about that phone call, making it clear what they're charging him with and why it is so absurd.
Paul was about. So my question to you is, you know, what did he do here? Or is this an example that you might have a legal theory? Maybe it's deemed controversial. Is it a legitimate theory, especially in light of, you know, let's say what happened in 1960 with John Kennedy and why an alternate electors chosen?
I think this is criminalizing the challenging of elections. Basically, you have a Democratic prosecutor saying, how dare you challenge a Democratic victory? Well, it's been done before by Democrats. And the whole case is based on this theory that Donald Trump really didn't mean it. Well, neither did those, even if that were true, neither did those Democrats. They challenged Trump's election on no grounds at all. I mean, many of these past challenges were very, very thin. But in Donald Trump's case, he insists that he does believe that Georgia could have been flipped with a recount. And the way that she portrayed that phone call to Raffensperger, I think, is really evidence of the bias and unfairness of aspects of this indictment. You know, it makes perfect sense when you're challenging an election to say, you know, I only need around 11,000 votes. So if you do a statewide review, that's not a lot in a state like Georgia. That's not criminal. That's making a case for a recount.
All right, Jonathan Turley, great to have you as always. We appreciate it.
That's making this case for a recount. You hear him there. That's not a criminal act there. Remember, he said this is close, find it. Right? This is close, find it. Now, by the way, while all of this is happening, okay, while everybody's freaking out over Donald Trump and you should be, but while they're wanting you to focus on this, there's some other intel that's come out that deals with the Biden crime family. And Senator John Kennedy, who's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, a Republican from Louisiana, I spent some time with him actually this past weekend. He came out reminding voters, hey, you should be angry over this election interference, no doubt. But realize what's breaking on the Biden crime family so that you don't lose focus on just how big of a deal what they have done actually is.
Percent as the big guy. Why do you think we have, how do you analyze this for the people at home that are trying to make sense of this? Because it sounds to me like America's justice system is turned on its head. We've got one for Republicans and one for Democrats.
Well, it seems to me, Sean, that Hunter Gate is about two things, privilege and sleaze. First, the privilege. President Biden and many members of the media lecture us incessantly about the injustice of privilege, especially so-called white privilege. But to me, that's like being lectured about gun safety by Alec Baldwin. Because when they lecture us about privilege, they never mention Hunter Biden, who is the epitome of privilege. How did Hunter Biden earn these millions of dollars? Is it because he's so smart? How smart is it to turn over a laptop with incriminating information to a stranger? How smart is it to try to deduct your hookers on your federal income tax? The Ukrainian and Chinese companies picked Mr. Hunter Biden because they were impressed with his resume on ZipRecruiter? No. It was his daddy. It was always about his daddy. Hunter Biden is just a vessel. He's just a lucky sperm. And the next time that you are lectured, we are lectured about privilege, I want people to remember that. Point two, if you are fair-minded and have any sort of moral compass, all this sleaze surrounding Hunter Biden and President Biden and their family has got to make you want to gag. Now, I know what the official White House line is. The official White House line is that, look, President Biden is just a good family man who talks to six out of his seven grandchildren every day, and who is such a swell daddy that he regularly calls into Hunter's business meetings to talk about weather. Now, if you believe that, you will never own your own home. At a minimum, the evidence brought forth by the House and by Senator Grassley, by the way, in the Senate, is clarion clear that President Biden was well aware of what his son was doing, and he aggressively enabled it.
And he also,
and that's sleazy.
And he also got enriched. What does this mean for our country, Senator?
Well, let me just pause there. When he says, what does this mean for our country, Senator? I can tell you exactly what this means for our country. We live in a country now where Democrats have decided to hijack the judiciary to then lock up their political opponents so that no one will ever want to run for office that's a good man or woman. They've also politicized and weaponized our judicial system to make it clear that to people that might want to serve an elected official, it's not worth it. We'll lock you up. We'll lock you up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to lock you up. Do you know how many people are going to end up in financial ruin from these indictments around Trump? I'm not even talking about Trump. I'm talking about around Trump. There are going to be people that are going to be in financial ruin because of the legal defense fund they're going to have to fund for crimes that clearly they didn't commit. Because part two of these indictments are very clear. They want to scare any good American who might want to serve a conservative. They want to scare you into saying, I can't afford it. I just can't. I cannot afford to take that risk. Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
ooh,
It would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Just compare and contrast real quick where we are between the Biden crime family and Donald Trump. They're indicting Donald Trump for making a phone call about how many votes he was down in Georgia. It's not illegal. That's what they're indicting him for. They're indicting him for a statute of limitations that had already expired for a payment that he made to Stormy Daniels, which, by the way, wasn't against the law. You're allowed to do that. You're indicting him for what he clearly said was supposed to be peaceful, a peaceful January the 6th. You compare that to what the Biden crime family has done, there is no comparison. But look who's got the mugshot. This Georgia booking was a terrible moment for the history of this country. It is election interference. That's what it is. Donald Trump went on TV to talk with Greg Jarrett about this, and I want you to hear what he said about it, because it is shocking. And what he said, it was a terrible experience, and it is a terrible experience. Like, the fact that you're a former president, now they're trying to lock you up for, what is it now, 700 and something years? 700 and something years if all the charges would stick, which, of course, they're not going to. But the Democrats don't care. They just need something to stick.
Today, it's totally absurd, in my opinion. But what was it like? How do they treat you? What was the experience like today in jail?
Terrible experience. I came in. I was treated very nicely. But it is what it is. I took a mugshot, which I never heard the words mugshot. That wasn't, didn't teach me that at the Wharton School of Finance. And I have to go through a process. It's election interference. You know that better than anybody. You cover it so well. You just a fantastic job, I have to tell you, for the listener. Fantastic job, Greg. But it's a very sad experience, and it's a very sad day for our country. This is a weaponized Justice Department. And all of these indictments and cases, I have a couple of cases, they're not indictments, they're just cases where you have these left lawyers suing on, like, a woman that I never saw before, other than I guess she took a picture 25 years ago on a line, on a contributors line or something, or charity line. Everything, it's just like one thing after the next. And what they want to do is they want to try and wear you out, which you never do. But they want to wake you to about just an absolute horrible thing that they're doing. And I've never seen anything like it. This is third world country. And I really believe they're getting hit by it. You know, we were going, there were tremendous crowds in Atlanta, and they were so friendly, so friendly. But this is a radical left district attorney, as we have in New York and as we have in all the other places, whether it's district attorney or AGs. We have that in New York. They're going after me, all for nothing. I mean, the AG case, they have no case against me at all. They do it to try and get elected, but they also do it in court with the Department of Injustice in Washington. Terrible thing. Never happened before.
You know, it's not working for them. I mean, so far, I don't think they ever could have dreamt that you would be going up in the polls and beating everybody by 40 points and beating Joe Biden. Tucker asked you last night, I think, you know, do you think they're going to try to kill you? They're panicking. I think they're panicking, and they're going to try something else. Are you worried about that? Are your lawyers worried about that? Is there something else you think they could pull? Judge Luttig said he wants to pull you off the ballot. Yeah, have secretaries of state pull you off the ballot because he says you're an insurrectionist, which you're not even been charged with. Are you worried?
Well, I watched this guy. He seems like a maniac. I don't know what his problem is, but he looks like a really troubled guy, and everybody laughs at it. Even over at CNN are laughing at it. And now their ratings are so low, it doesn't matter whether or not they laugh. But I have to tell you that they will stoop to no way to try and win an election. They cheated like nobody can believe on the last one, and they want to do it again. This is going to be a different book cheating. This is a cheating that's going to be election interference. And I think what's happening is there's really been a backlash against it. I've seen tremendous backlash, not only on your show, and you've been so incredible, but on so many shows that you wouldn't even think about it, and articles where even Democrats say, don't do it, please. You're making a terrible mistake. I went through an experience today that I never thought I'd have to go through. But yet I've gone through the same experience three other times. In my whole life, I didn't know anything about indictments, and now I've been indicted like four times, and all by the radical left, and it's in coordination, absolutely in coordination with the Justice Department.
So, Mr. President, you're unique. You can take it. We got a picture of the 19, I think, co-defendants, and you know, some of them, you know, they're not possibly built like you. Some of them are just ordinary people. You got some people who just wrote a letter or wrote a memo, and now they've been charged and booked and all that stuff. And you know, some people, I think Rudy Giuliani, you know, he can, he almost lives for it. I admire him so much. How do you view these 19? Do you view them? Are you in this together? They say co-defendants, and like, how do you view them? Are you one team? And also, I think they're trying to make this trial happen in October, which sounds kind of crazy.
Well, they wait 3 years to do it, and they take their time. Everything takes their time, and this is only not only here, but also deranged Jack, who is absolutely—he's like a lunatic. He's gone crazy. But they waited years to get the, you know, to go through a case, and then they drop it right in the middle of the election when I'm leading Biden by 5 or 6 points at least. But right in the middle of the election, they drop it. And I tell you, you just said something that's very true. I looked at some of the other mugshots. Can you believe it? And Rudy's a tough guy, and Rudy can handle it. His greatest mayor, and your father was the greatest police commissioner, but the greatest mayor in the history of the city of New York. Rudy shouldn't be going through this. He didn't do anything wrong. Just, you know, he's the one, and we all are the ones that question the election. The ones they should go after are the ones that rigged the election. That's the ones that should be in trouble, not the ones that are trying to get to the bottom of what happened. It's a very sad thing, but Rudy can handle it. But I look at some of the other people. Now, I don't know a lot of those people. I don't even know that I've met a lot of those people, but some I do. And their lives are destroyed by these maniacs. These are animals. These are vicious animals that have destroyed the lives of these people. And Greg, it's so sad to see, and they don't have a lot of money, and some of them did almost nothing. They don't even know what they're being charged for. I have counts where you're going to love this, and Chris Ruddy will be thrilled, but one of the things is I told people Newsmax. Did you know that? That was one of my counts. I told people to watch Newsmax.
We love it, sir. We love it, Mr.
People to watch Newsmax.
Thank you for that.
I hope you don't get charged. You'll probably get charged because I mentioned your name. But I think you'll be okay.
I think it's a badge of honor, quite frankly. And let's see what happens. Mr. President, the debate last night, I'm sure you caught at least some of it. Did you see a potential vice president on that stage? Did you really see somebody who might be eligible? And overall, what'd you think?
Well, first of all, I did an interview with Tucker Carlson, who's a terrific guy. And I don't know if you saw the number of views, but it was a record-setting number. It was, they say it could be close to 300 by the time it finishes. And right now it's up to, I think, 257 million. And it is bigger than the biggest ever interview was Oprah with Michael Jackson. I don't know if you know that, but that's the all-time biggest. And I think we've doubled it up. So something's going on. Our country is dying for a good country again. We're a failing nation. We're a failing country. And they're absolutely, you know, they're looking forward to getting back to what we had. I had the safest borders, the biggest tax cuts. We had everything was doing so well. Our military was great. Russia would have never happened with Ukraine. China would never be thinking about, you know, we had a country that people want to get back to. And that's why we had the numbers. As far as the stage last night, I thought Vivek, as we say, did very well. Actually, his name is Vivek, like cake. But I thought he was very good. I especially like where I said I was the greatest president in his lifetime and long beyond. That's pretty good. I said, are you sure he's running against me? But I thought he was very good. I wasn't impressed with a lot. I mean, Christie got booed out of the room. He literally should have walked off the stage. That, you know, I've been watching debates for a long time. I've never seen anyone booed like that. Asa, I call him Ada Hutchinson. He shouldn't even be there. He's wasting room. He's wasting space, and he's wasting time. The guy's got like one half of 1%, and he doesn't stop. And he's a nasty person. You know, frankly, he's very nasty. I don't even know him. He says bad things about me. I don't even know him. But I don't think that, you know, I actually like the governor. I respect him a lot. He was great. He endorsed me twice. The governor of North Dakota, who I thought was, you know, I think he's got something very good about him. He's a high-quality person.
Let me just say one final thing about Trump and this interview. If you are Donald Trump right now and you're having to go through this, I want you to think there's two ways you're going to either just say, I'm exhausted, I'm sick of this, or there's going to be hell to pay and I'm going all in. I think he's going to pick the latter. I think Donald Trump is going to make sure that there is hell to pay, and there should be hell to pay for what has just happened. I think Donald Trump is going to say, you better get the hell out of my way, and I'm going to win this thing. And Democrats are going to say, no, you're not. I'm going to put you in jail, and I'm going to put you on trial, and you're going to be in three trials at the same time, which, by the way, cannot happen. But hell, maybe they'll try it. Who knows? Maybe they'll actually try to do that. Who knows? But that's what they're going to do here. They're going to try to turn this into an opportunity for them to get Donald Trump off the campaign trail. That is literally the definition of election interference. Putting someone on trial so they have to defend themselves instead of out running for president. He is the front runner by what, 45, 50 points now? He's got a 25-point lead over the entire rest of the field combined. If you add all their poll numbers together, and now they've got a mugshot. I do believe, and I'll say it even more, I hope this is the biggest backfire you've ever seen. I hope that Democrats will never do this again. I doubt it, okay? They probably will. They'll probably do it a bunch because they're stupid. And they don't care about this country and freedom, and they just don't. They don't care. But I hope, okay, I hope that this will be one of the biggest backfires that we've ever seen in politics. And if he is the nominee, and I believe that at this point he will be, that he not only gets the nomination and goes after them, but I hope the American people will watch it and realize it and understand it and go, okay, this was a really bad decision from us, and this is backfiring on us big time. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.